Good morning. Today is Monday, October 18th. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Today will bring more sun and more fall temperatures, with a high of 71 and a low of 45. In our top story, the future of how North Carolina funds public schools could change in a courtroom today. State Superior Court Judge David Lee has given state lawmakers a deadline of today to fully fund the first 2 years of a plan that calls for at least $5.6 billion in new education funding by 2028. Republican lawmakers have balked at the court order, so Lee has said that he'll consider hearing how he can force the General Assembly to fund the plan. Lee is in charge of overseeing what's known as the Leandro School funding case, dealing with how the state is supposed to fulfill its mandate to give children a sound, basic education. In crime news, when Faith Hedgepeth was killed in a Chapel Hill apartment in 2012, the DNA left behind helped lead to an arrest of a suspect in 2021. Police thanked a private company based in Virginia, Parabon Nano Labs, for its work with DNA in the case, but privacy activists have raised concerns about the type of work Parabon does. Its work has helped bring many people to justice, but that hasn't silenced concerns about possible racial targeting, invasions of privacy, and lack of oversight. Parabon uses a type of analysis known as phenotyping to figure out for police what the killer might look like. The company also has another tool for police, called genetic genealogy, that uses public DNA databases to find relatives of people whose DNA samples were collected at crime scenes. Learn more about how it works and whether your DNA is safe at newsobserver.com. In state politics, campaign finance reports filed by the major Republican candidates for U.S. Senate in 2022 show former North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory and Representative Ted Budd each raising just over $1 million over the past 3 months, with former Representative Mark Walker far behind. McCrory and Budd raised nearly identical amounts, but McCrory's campaign was quick to point out that Budd's total includes $25,000 he loaned to his campaign. That's on top of $250,000 Budd had previously loaned. Budd emphasized the $2 million he has in cash on hand, more than any other candidate in the race to succeed retiring Republican Richard Burr. And finally, a trio of cheerleaders made history by becoming the first men to earn spots on the Carolina Panthers cheer squad. The Panthers went from having zero male cheerleaders between the Panthers' inception in 1995 and 2020, to adding three in one fell swoop. The newest members of the Top Cats dance team include Chris Crawford, a recent graduate of UNC School of the Arts, Trey Booker, a first-year nursing school student at Winston-Salem State University, and Melvin Sutton, a dance educator from Raleigh. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website, and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.